And that is, when we're talking about din of kfiyas samita, you can move that again. But when we're talking about kfiyas samita, I was telling you fellows this morning that based on in the Rambam says that you have to sleep on the kfiyas samita all 7 days. He says in Beferi Shapirik, Hey, Halachi Yudches. And in Perek Daled Halacha Tes, we said that the Rambam says you have to sit on a mita kfuya, and that's what Refran wanted to say from the Mekevus Anisha. There are two different dinim. It could be that you have to sleep on an inverted bed all 7 days, but on the first day when you eat your Sudas Havra, you have to sit there, and you have to sit there maybe on the first day, and then when you sleep, you will go to sleep on the mita kfuya. But they're two separate halachas. In Shulchan Aruch, if you just look, he doesn't split it like that. He just says that b'shas sheinah v'achila yoshev al mita kfuya. So the way we said it, Lamaisa, is if you hold like the Rambam, you know, you have to what? You have to sleep on the inverted bed all 7 days. And on the first day, you have to sit on the mita kfuya. Here, he doesn't make that distinction. He just says b'shas sheina v'achila yoshev al mita kfuya. Like I said, yoshev b'shas sheina means sleeping. So just to point out, to get that clear, the Rambam, based on what refrain with the Merkavas initially, had two dinim. Not a stira, but the Perek Daled is one din you do on the first day, and then he says you sit there. And then Perek Hey, Halacha Yudches, is sleeping there all 7 days. So that's the way we wanted to say this according to the Rambam, and according to the Mechaber, basically the way he's saying it is that you'll sleep there, and you'll eat there, he says, on the mita kfuya as well. It doesn't make a distinction between the first and the seventh day. He just says the rest of the day, you don't sit on the mita kfuya, you sit on the ground. You sit on the ground. So he seems to say, if you read it closely, maybe you have to sleep there. Okay, so that's the first ha'ara I wanted to mention, to get that clear. And because it's interesting, in the Rambam Perek Daled says Yoshev, and he says Beferish in Perek Halach Yiches, he says sleeping. You are sleeping. I'll read you the Lashon. He says Yashon Agabi Mita Kfuya. Okay, that's the first Nakud I wanted to mention. Now let's pick up where we left off by in Tfilin. And I gave you the first two Tosasim, the first two Marim Mekumis. I gave you the Tosim and the bottom of the Tesim and Aleph. So Tosis points out that according to Rabbi Lazar, you don't put Tfilin on the first 3 days. So Tosis says the first two is complete, the third day is Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. And he points out the first two are Minat Torah, and the third is what? The third is Midra Bonim. Because the pasuk is quoted, Shnei Yom. Okay? So, Lamaisi would follow that Rabbi Yeshua, who says 2 days, the first day, Lachrisa Ki Omar, is Minat Torah, and the second day is Midra Bonim. You have to keep in mind, guys, that this is interesting, because Tosis in general holds it all of Elis to Rabbanim, right? So it's hard to say. It's interesting to say that that you're going to say that it's Minat Torah. Lamai said this din. If the whole institution of Elis is the Rabbanon, no, the Isser of wearing the tefillin is Minat Torah. It's a little strange. No, I was thinking.
Didn't say it actually though.
What did you say?
He didn't say the word Rabbanon. He only says Midr Rabbanon. He didn't say that anything is Doraisa.
I understand, but it's clear, Zach. He says, Shlishi chashvina miksosu kekulo. He's commenting on the Shlishi, midrabana, mashma, the alomaisi kra, that the first 2 days are, in fact, minat Torah. So I'm just saying that this seems to fly in the face of the general sheet of Taisis that all of Elis is the Rabbana. He quotes, however, I don't know who one of the Baal HaTais is, Reish Aleph, Rabbi Avram, I'm not sure, Rabbi Lazar. It's not clear when he quotes that. Whereas the Rabbi Yeshua holds 2 days, and Vachrisa Ki Omar, the Iker is the first day is going to be Minat Torah, and the second day will what will be midrabbanan according to the shita of Taisus. But I want you to just note that that seems to fly in the face of the general shita of Taisus. Okay, now the Ravid, who's quoted in the Taisus Arash, I want you to get this, and the Ramban. In the Teres Adam, Dir Maska B'Hanachas, thank God we have a Teres Adam now. Guys are able to look at it today. And the Ravid, quoting Teres Rosh, and the Ramban claim not that way. They claim that the whole thing is D'Raisa. And it's very meduyuk in the Pesukim. Rebbe Elazar says, V'yitmu Yemei Bechi. Yemei can never be Pachas Mishnayim. So it says, V'yitmu. V'yitmu is Mashav T'mimim. So if it's Vayitmu Mashnim Tmimim, it has to be, you know, your Mashnim a little bit into the third. It's got to be two plus a little bit more. And Rabbi Yeshua holds Verichse Kiyomar, doesn't say Yom, Kiyom Mashnim a little bit more than one into the second. But according to the Ravid in the Ramban, it's all Minatayr. So that's smack against the Taisus here, the Feirish. And so I want you to get that. And that fits well because those who shown him say that in fact Avelis can be Minatar, at least Yom Misav Yom Kippur the same day. So at least there's an institution that is Minatar, so you could hear a little bit that the Isser of wearing tefillin could stem from that because they have a concept of an institution of it being Minatar. And then Taisus continued and said that he felt of all the dinim of Avelis, tefillin, more than the other dinim, kol shahu mar nevish misola ba'afar. The ein zeh pe'ir, it's not a glorification to put tefillin on the makom afar. Kid epirish bekuchus beksubis. Mashenkin, the other dinim of Avelis, those other dinim of Avelis can be usher all the days of Avelis, all the days of Shiva. That's what the Rivah says. Did you guys cop that? That's all. He's trying to be masber why tefillin is what is limited only to the first day. No, whereas everything else, no problem that you can have it the whole day. Why doesn't a guy have offer on his forehead all 7 days? Was anyone bothered by that? I mean, is it only? It says vachlisa kiyomar, so that's what you have to say. It means, that the whole first day it's like inundated with meriris and offer. That's what you have to say. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, it's limited the first day. But you see that he was bothered by it. In theory, l'maisa, it should have applied. In theory, it should have applied l'maisa throughout the whole week. And then he concludes that by Tisha B'Av, Kotzer Yitzchak Skeni, that it's mutter to put on tefillin, like Yom Shlishi Mavelis, it's mutter to put on tefillin halacha l'maisa. We do it in the afternoon, which maybe we'll get back to that. That's regarding the first taisus. And regarding the second taisus, Taisus says, just want to point out, the Agos Poras Yosef said that the word afilu should be moved. Because what does Taisus say? Taisus says, we take off the tefillin when there's panim chadashos, and we put it on when they leave, and every time they leave, even 100 times. What's the reason? So, Bein L'Rab Elazar, Bein L'Rab Yeshua, when they're panim chadashos and Yom Sheni, it's aser. The tefillin, Rabbi Lazar, you should put the word afilu right there. Rabbi Lazar, afilu laniach is aser. Whereas according to Rabbi Shua, the word afilu doesn't make sense. Afilu, when it says Rabbi Shua, chaylitz, Rabbi Shua, ultz meniach betchila, but when they come, chaylitz. The word afilu should be put in with Rabbi Lazar. Okay, that's what I wanted to mention, how to read the Taisus. Yes, Zach, what were we going to say?
Is it not possible that Tosfos, when he says the whole point about Pe'er, is he sort of hinting towards the question of Hesachadas, perhaps, or
I don't think so. I think it's more of an objective concept here. We're going to get to Hesachadas right very, very soon, but I think it's just somehow based on the pasuk, it's highlighted. Okay, it's highlighted, and it's interesting. You bring up the pasuk I saw yesterday. There's a Taisus in Zvachim. It says Vachrisa Kiyomar in two places. Not exactly like that, but it's a pasuk. Vachrisa Kiyomar is a pasuk in Amos, which was discussing persecuting the poor. And Tosos on Kufa Mitbeis in Zvachim, I want you to get this. It says, Achritz Kiyomar, Pasuku Betreasar, in Amos. The Samti Leva Yachim, Achritz Kiyomar, Velo Kamosh appears because there's a Rashi in Zvachim here that talks about Achritzah Shel Zona, Kiyomar, that a guy lived with a Zona. That's what it's referring to. And that he's going to end up dying. I want you to know this Rashi. It's walking Kufo Mitbeis. Fisha Sofa La Musala, Visablu Alein. Hamrishom Sholem. So Rashi says, Achritz Kiyomar is talking about a guy who lived with a Zona. How does that have to do with the Pasuk in Amos? Pasuk in Amos persecuting the poor. In fact, you know what he's referring to? He's referring to a Pasuk in Mishle. He's referring to a Pasuk in Mishle. Refers to Mara, says a Lashon of Mara like that as well. But Tosfos says, what on earth is Rashi talking about? I'm talking about a guy who persecutes the poor, that's what I'm just talking about, and there's going to be destruction and punishment. So I think it's much more objective, Zach. It's not an issue of, you know what, if you could hand me Max, if you could get me the Zvachim, the Masifta, Daf Kuf, sorry to bother you, and I'll quote you the exact Pasuk in Mishlei. So what I'm bringing that out is because I want to say that it's objective. That has to do with Hetzach Hadas. But you have to say there's an inundation with Afar, Davka on the first day. That's what you have to say because the Mriris is the first day. And please know that Rashi is Zvachim, Kufim Beis, and Tosfos there in Kufim Beis, that is Cholik on that. He says Rashi is referring to Pasuk in Mishlei. That's not what it's referring to. It's referring to Pasuk in Amos. You have that there, Max? Yeah, Kuf. Kuf and Zvachim. Okay? Thanks a lot. Okay? I happen to have seen that yesterday. I appreciate it. An afternoon Seder, but I want you to get it. And that's where you triggered my memory when you asked that. They quote this Pasuk in Mishle. Yes. Hey, Dalit. Bachrisa Mara Kilana. That's talking about a Zona. A guy who's boiled a Zona. And he's going to end up dying. But that's not what we're referring to. And we're going to end up mourning on his you know, his behavior, his death. Lomaisa. That's what Rashi says here. Lomaisa. Achris kiyomar, achris shalzona kiyomar, shimis abu lomemar al meso. So, fisha sofo lamus aleh, yisablu aleh. Okay, and this is a locomotion appears. It's not right, it's a Pasuk in Amos. Okay, so thank you. So I don't think it's referring to Hetzach Hadas there. Okay, fine. So those are the two types of Sim L'maisa. Let's get to now the halachas, and then we'll get to the mahalach about Hetzach Hadas. The Piskei Teshuva here in Sifkot and Beis I gave you gives the following scenario. A guy davened Ma'ariv for Shkia, and then he heard before Shkia. As I said, that you can daven plag in the Manhattan. I was telling a few guys during the summer, some shuls, they don't want the men on the streets late at night. So they, like for example, tonight plag is 6:57. So we're going to daven mincha 6:39. And you can daven mayor 6:58. So it's not tart to the sasra. You should always try to do that so you don't do tart to sasra. Davening 7 o'clock throughout the summer is not a right thing. For COVID, for Tosefa Shabbos, Rav Shulchan says maybe it can be Mekel. But if you don't have to cause a machlokes with your family, you shouldn't daven tart to the sasra. Okay? But Sammy. So in the Manhattan, they do it during the week. So let's say a case is they daven, Shkia is at 8:32, and then guy davens Meyer, and here's one of his loved ones died. So what do you do in such a case? They buried him immediately. I don't know how you have such a quick scenario, but they had buried him. It could very well be they buried him earlier in the day. Or I'll give you a more probable case. It was Shmuel Grover. That was 20 days ago. But he heard after you daven Meyer before 8:32. So what do you do the next day by tefillin? So it's Masha from the Taz that you put the tefillin on because it's considered Yom Sheni. That's the Pashtus. But the Piskei Teshuva quotes from the Chomos Yushalayim that you put the tefillin on Betzina without a bracha, because maybe it's a suffix, Shema Zeh Yom HaShmua. Because the bottom line is that you did daven already, even though it was before Shkia, you did daven, so maybe for your purposes, It is considered to be what? It is considered to be Lamaisa, the second day. And the Taz is Masha, you do it. The Chomish Yishlayim says you do it what? You do it Betzinu without a bracha, because the bottom line is that what? Is that the truth is, you know, you should put on film Yom Shalom Acharas, because the bottom line is you daven Ma'ariv. So if you daven Ma'ariv, maybe we view it as already into what? Into the next day. And that's still day one for you. And we're cognizant about what people getting upset with you, like the Panim Chadashos, by saying, oh, you're a Shegetz. You're putting on tefillin during Shiva. Don't you mourn properly over your loved one? So he says, do a Betzinu without a bracha. Yes? These are the two scenarios. So the Pnei Baruch Paskins in Simin Yud Beis, Siv Vav on Amud Kuf Lamed Ches, like the Chomash Yushalayim. And he gives you two cases. He says, if you bury a guy ben Ashmashos, which is no 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, or you bury him b'yom after you had what? After Lamaisi had Davin Ma'ariv already. He says, in both cases, you should put them on tomorrow without a bracha. Okay? So he's holding like who? He's holding like the Chomash Yishalayim, even though he doesn't say Betzina, but he says, you put them on tomorrow without a bracha. So here, Rebbe Avadya makes a chiluk, which I don't understand. I thought you could say fakir. Rebbe Avadya writes that in a case where a guy was buried ben Ashmashos, he says, definitely you put it on with a bracha, lamaisa, no problem. He says, the next morning you say it with a bracha. But in the case of burying him after you daven Ma'ariv, there he says you should put it on without a bracha. Strange, no? Strange. Why is it strange? Because he's obviously assuming that if you davened already, maybe it's already into that night, and therefore he's hedging, and therefore you should what? He's hedging, and therefore you should say, yeah, you should say something with Lahakla. But Ben Ashmash, shouldn't you say the same thing? And he says you say it with a bracha. I would have said for sure by Ben Ashmash, unless you should put it on without a bracha too. Kolcha came, no? The first case was before Shkia. The second case is Ben Ashmashos, no? So if you're going to be machmer by the case of before Shkia, not to say a bracha, so certainly wouldn't you say the Ben Ashmashos? You understand what I'm asking? I would have said, poof, fakir. I would have said the Ben Ashmashos case, put it on without a bracha. And the case of Ma'ariv, where you daven Ma'ariv, I would have said, put it on with a bracha. Lomais, it was still before Shkia, and I'll tell you why I say that. And we don't have time to develop the Mahalach, but when you talk about Chain Tosefis, the Taz and the Marashal have a famous Machloikis. Let's say you bring in Shmini Atzeres early. Hoshana Rabbah is at, let's say Shkia is at 7, and you bring in Shmini Atzeres early, you know, the day before Shmini Atzeres, Hoshana Rabbah, right? So you bring it in early, and you come back and eat your meal before 7. You say Leishe Basuk or not? No one says Leishe Basuk, Shmini Atzeres. So the Taz says, of course you don't. You change the calendaric day by bringing it in early. Right? And the Marashah says, no. You still can say Leishe Basuk. But I was Makabal Shmini Atzeres early. So that goes to heart and core of how do you view Tosefes Shabbos? Is Tosefes Shabbos changing a calendaric day? Like the Taz, or is it just imbuing Kedusha like the Marashah? They have the same machlokas in summer Shabbos, like this Shabbos. Like this Shabbos, Lamaisa. This Shabbos, Sam, I was going to call on you, but when you come back. So Lamaisa, this Shabbos, you have to eat a kezias of bread after Tzitzik Kochavim. Taz says no. You can finish the whole meal before Shkia. No problem. According to the Marashah, you need to eat at least a kezias after Tzitzik Kochavim. It's the same Achleik Slushitosel. Does it change the calendaric day, or are you just imbuing Kedusha? You follow what I'm saying? So even if you hold like the Taz, that it changes the calendaric day, no one says you say that outside of Hilchos Shabbos. No one. No post can say that. Let's say, for example, you have a boy that's born 7:30. Shkia is at 8, and the Shul is Makabel Shabbos at 7. When is the bris of that boy? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? When is the bris of that boy? Friday. because it was born before Shkia. Doesn't it change the calendar day? It only changes the calendar day regarding Hilchos Shabbos, not regarding Hilchos Milah. You follow what I'm saying? I'll give you another ayah, bar mitzvah boy. Let's say there's a bar mitzvah to Shabbos. Let's say they want to start Shabbos early. Let's say it was Boba Yom is on Shabbos. I don't know if it is. They want the boy to daven for Ma'ariv, early minute. Forget about it, Mr. Bruce says. Because in Shonim, he's not 13 till Shabbos Mamish. It doesn't change the calendar day outside of Hilchos Shabbos. So to me, seeing this psak of Rav Avadia is very, very, I have a kasha on it. He says, you daven Ma'ariv early. That should usher in the day, change the calendar day in Hilchos Avelis? It doesn't. It doesn't, Lamaisa. It doesn't. I don't think we say that. It doesn't change the calendar. Unless you say, Halakha Gdivei HaMeikel Ba'avol, but I don't know. He's being mechalik between the cases. If anything, it wouldn't change the calendar day. And like I said, I would say it's the second day, Lamaisa. So I don't know. I would have said Pum Fakir in the cases. But I want you to get that down and get that ha'ar about changing the calendar day. He's assuming that when you daven Ma'ariv, it's already for Hilchos Avelis, it's already day what? He's assuming, Halacha L'maisa, if you're bearing him after you daven Ma'ariv, L'maisa, you know, maybe it's already the first day of Avelis. What do you mean it's already the first? It doesn't change the calendar outside the area of Hilchos Shabbos. Therefore, he says, put it out without bracha. Okay, I would have said, Pum Fakir. I would have said, if you're going to say it by Beit HaShemashos, you know, Kol Shekein, you should say it by what? He says you should say it with a bracha by Bein HaShemashos. What does it mean you say it with a bracha? That means you're not sure whether you're bearing him day or night. So obviously you're assuming it was day. So the next day is already the second day. So say it with a bracha. Over here though, when I daven, when you bearing him before Shkia, you're not saying it's the second day? You know what I'm saying? I think it's a pella. Okay? All right. Sam, what were you going to say before? I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's say the only chance you have to daven with a minion is if they daven target disaster. Is it better to daven via Chidus?
I think you should. I don't know. I think for Kovet Shabbos, to seven Shabbos, you can rely on Noruch HaShulchan. You should daven in a minion. Okay? You should daven in a minion. I don't think you should do it consistently, though. You know? But I think if it's the only minion you have, then you have no choice. Then you follow like Noruch HaShulchan. Yeah, I don't think it's good to daven via Chidus. You can rely on that Noruch HaShulchan. But during the week, and if you have another choices about it, you shouldn't do it. Okay, good. Let's continue now, Lamaisa. Okay, let's continue now and finish up filling. We got to get to Hesach Hadas and the filling too as well. I gave it to Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura writes in Simon Labed Ches, Sifkot and Ted Zion. Let's say someone lost a loved one on Chalomoy. So we know there's a Machloikis, the Machaber and the Gaon against the Ramah. Do you wear Tefillin Chalomoy or not? The Machaber and the Gaon say no. They quote a Zohar, that you're Chayv Misin, whatever that means, in Shemayim. Okay? The Ramah says, no, you should wear Tefillin. Okay? The Ramah says, you should wear Tefillin. So obviously the Ramah did not hold like that Zohar, correct? So what happens if a person has a minute to wear Tefillin? What do you do in such a case? Because the Shiv is going to start when? After Yom Tov, right? First day of Shiv is going to be the second day when we get to all those sugyas. Second day of Yom Tov, you count as day one, but Yisroch Chag will be day two. Well, what do you do, Chol HaMoed, if you put on tefillin? Should you wear the tefillin after the guru? So, L'maisa, the Mishnah Brura says, you say it without a bracha. Why? Because that's in general, the Ramah says. If you follow the Ramah, the word tefillin, we don't say a bracha, right? That's why the Mishnah Brura says, you shouldn't talk between Yad and Rosh. Because the only reason why it's also to talk to Yad Rosh is because you say a bracha. You're not saying a bracha Chol HaMoed. So theoretically, you should be able to talk. So he says, don't talk, because you get in the habit of talking during the year, or other people won't understand the din, and they'll talk. Okay? So it follows very well. You should put it on without a bracha. What do you do, Yisroch Chag? What would you do, Yisroch Chag? Of course you're going to say it with a bracha, because Yisroch Chag is already the second day. So of course you'll say it with a bracha. Okay. However, the Shemir Shabbos writes, and Alpir of Shlomo Zalman, it's in Ha'ara, it's in the Ha'ara Islamaisa, and Simon Yudbei is in Ha'ara Ches in the Pnei Baruch, that if someone died on Shabbos, a relative or a Yontif, or Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, you didn't have enough time to bury him, and they bury him, let's say in Lakewood, like I said, at night, Motzi Shabbos or Motzi Yontif, what do you do? Halach Lamaisa, what do you do? So you put on tefillin the next day, Lamaisa. You put on the tefillin the next day. What do I mean the next day? not Isruchag, the day after Isruchag. Because you buried him on Motzi Yomtiv for Motzi Shabbos, that's the first day of Shiva, right? So then no more, that morning you won't put on tefillin. Like guys ask me, as I mentioned the other day, it doesn't come up so often. Usually Levi's in America, guy dies, the next day you bury him, right? And the rest of the afternoon is the first day. In the morning, or it's the second day, you put on tefillin. Very rare, but in Lakewood now they bury at night, so the next morning is the first morning, you won't put on tefillin.
You won't.
You won't put on tefillin because that's Yisruchak, but the next day you will. Okay, you follow what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm saying it comes up in Lakewood because they bury at night. In America, it doesn't really come up, this scenario, because no one buries at night. In Eretz Yisrael, it comes up because they do bury at night. At least in Yerushalayim, they do. I think outside Yerushalayim, they don't. Okay, and Rabbi Avadia writes the same.
Is that a minhag issue? Is that a legal issue? Burying at night versus not?
No, legal. America has a law. You can't bury at night, at least in the state of New York. But in New Jersey, I don't think there's such a law. Okay, if the Rabbi Avadia writes, same thing. If someone's buried Motzi Shabbos, they died Shabbos, buried Motzi Shabbos, you don't put on tefillin on Sunday, but you put it on Monday. And it's better to wait a few minutes after Shkia, as we said, because of what? The din of Yom Kekula. Okay. Let's get to the din now of Purim, Halacha L'maisa. Now, Purim is a machlokes, how you observe Avelus on Purim, so let's get it. The Mechaber writes that there is no Avelus at all, Tafrei Shadi, Tafrei Shadi Vav, we said? Siv Dalit. He says, Kol Dibri Avelus, Nogim L'Chanakim Purim. Fakir, I'm sorry. Chaber says all Avelus is Shaykh on Chanakim Purim, both public and private. And the Ramah argues, and the Ramah says that you do Dvarim Shebetzinah. That's what we do today. Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, that we treat it like Shabbos. I remember Shekhar was sitting Shiva for his father. He was Makabel Avela. He sat at the table. He didn't sit on the floor. He sat at the table. He Makabel Tanchum. But the Ramah argues Dvarim Shebetzinah are knowing. So it's counted Lomites like Shabbos, but the Zemachlik is Mechaber Ramah, you must know. So what happens if someone lost a loved one on Purim and they were buried on Purim? What do you do on Purim? Halacha L'maisa. What do you do? Let's say the first day L'maisa of Shiva is on Purim. Do you wear tefillin or not? So the Shaar HaTzion, I made a mistake. Lamed Beis with the Shaar HaTzion. The Shaar HaTzion points out Magen Avraham and the Derech Chaim and the Chai Adam, they all say it's usher for him to put on tefillin B'yom Rishon. After Chal Purim. And I thought that was difficult. Why? You guys tell me. Because if you observe Dvarim Shebetzinah, you don't put on tefillin. Isn't that a public statement? No? You're sitting in dominion, and you're not putting on tefillin. You're the only guy without tefillin. I thought we paskin Dvarim Shebetzinah. You don't do. So I thought like the Eliyahu Rabbah. And the Eliyahu Rabbah holds, Sarach L'Aniach. Prima Gadim says, Sarach Yiyun L'Dinah. He's not sure what to do. From your garden says Sarachim Medina. So, is there any mashmos from the Mishnah Berurah? Either way, he does write in the Mishnah Berurah there das at the end of Sifkon Chavav das kamachron lo yaniach. So you get the impression from Mishnah Berurah not to put them on. Who am I? But I thought Lamaisa said that would be a breach of Avelus Beforesia. So I thought more like the Eliyahu Rabbah, but the Hachra of the Mishnah Berurah seems to be. In the Mishnah Berurah, there, in the end of Sifkon Chavav, I made a mistake. Please get that down. He seemed to say, he quotes, Das Kamach Ram Lo Lianich. Then in the Shaar HaTzion, he points out that Machlekes. But Lamaisa, the Shmir Shabbos says that if there was a Misa on Purim and he was buried on Purim, he says you should put on the tefillin, but he says without a bracha. Okay, that I can hear a little bit more. No one hears you say a bracha anyway, you know, when you. There are always a few guys in shul that say the bracha louder. But on that, there's a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says you should not say our mitzvah is tefillin out loud because other guys might say amen to it. And that's a machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. You know, you say, Rukshen, Gwom, Achzul, Gwom, Led. There's a machlokes whether you have to say it or not. So he says you shouldn't dafkin, not say the second one out loud. He says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting. But that I hear much more. It won't be a breach of the rest because they don't see it anyway, whether you're going to say the bracha out loud or not. There is a minig, Mishapur, as we were talking about Chalamoy, to say the bracha quietly. So I was always thought to myself that Mishapur maybe is arguing that, Kitzur, because he's assuming that you said the bracha maybe throughout the year out loud. He says, call him on. You put it on, but he says, say it quietly. Mashma, the rest of the year, he's saying it out loud. So maybe that's against the kitzur. At a stickle diuk, maybe Mr. Bu is saying against the kitzur, shmarach on that. But lamaisa, who am I to say, but it's mistaber that what you put the tefillin, it's mistaber you put the tefillin on, and without a bracha, okay, I hear, but it's very mistaber like that. I think it's a pella to say, you're going to be the only guy in the minyan without tefillin? I mean, that's mamashav, that's maresim. Okay, if you want to hold like the Mechaber, that's fine. All dini avelis are noeg, fine. You're holding like the Mechaber, but if you're holding like the Ramah, you know, Ashkenazim, then you shouldn't do anything of the Farhesian. Okay. Let's one more Nakuda, and then we got to get to the Mechaber. It has Chadas. Mechaber writes in Simon Lamaches, I believe it is, if someone's Muxik Mechasidis, not as a Chassid, you know, Ashkenaz, you know, Hasidic Jewry. Muxik Mechasidis means it's a tzaddik. There's a notion the word tefillin shorben in tam. You know, it's machleish rashi ben tam how to put in the parshios in a box of tefillin. It's machleish rashi ben tam. So there are those Hasidic yidim that wear tefillin ben tam. So the mechaber was when he said muksa chasidus, he meant it's sidkis. You have to be at a high madre. The Bavitcher Rebbe Zatzal once asked for Moshe, wrote him a letter. Why don't you wear tefillin ben tam? So Moshe wrote back. There's four or five shittas. If I'm going to be machaber ben tam, you machaber all five. So that's when he responded back to the Rebbe. So, I have two pairs of tefillin. So when there was a Baal Bus who bought me a whole nice thing, but it said he thought I was wearing tefillin shorben in tam. So when I went there, so I got it changed. Instead of shorben in tam, just shin left. Why do we have two pairs of tefillin? There's a machlis Ramah and the Gon, and I fit this case. If your right hand is stronger than your my right hand is stronger than my left hand, but I write with my left hand. So you go bus a strength to be koveyor, or you go bus a writing? It's machlis Ramah and Nagon. So from my bar mitzvah until I was 40, I always followed the Ramah. I write lefty, so I put my tefillin in my right hand. Then I was starting, you know, I asked Razam Nechemiah, Zatzal, my Rebbe, and he said, maybe like the Chassam Sofer, mitzvah sanashim ulubadah. Sam Sofer writes, sometimes in your Avodah Hashem, you should throw in a chumrah. So I said, I'm turned 40. He said, you know, he says, put on after davening on your left hand. So Rav Lazdun Zatzal was the Sofer in the Heights, a big tzaddik. He was nifter, he was a great gun. So I gave him a lot of business. So he bought me a beautiful pair of tefillin, a matonin. So I had an old pair. So the new pair I used on my right hand, and the old pair I had him switch it to be a lefty. So I have two pairs of tefillin, but the tefillin shall Rashi. So I have in one set, it says sin, because small, left, a left pair. There's a box that says, you know, a lot of people invert it when they switch the arms. You really shouldn't do that, the box says. You're yaitse, but lamaisa, so that's why I have two different pairs. But because it's a big machlekes out of Pasuk. Big machlekes out of Rabbi Yoshev, they held you follow the Ramah, and I think Rabbi David Feinstein said you should follow the Gon. Do you follow strength or... How do you determine strength? So how you throw a ball or shoot a basketball? Push-up shot is how you bang a nail or if you have a big suitcase. Which arm are you going to go to lift up with first to determine which is the stronger one? But Lamaisa, I don't wear tefillin derivative. Two tefillins of Rashi. So that's what I was saying. So what do you do during Shiva, Lamaisa? And this is, I want to bring this out because I thought it was important, Lamaisa. Remember we kept saying, and you see even from the Tysis in the beginning of Shir, you know, all these Nihukim of Avelis are the whole week. Tefillin is unique. It's only the first day. And you see, Tysis has to stand on his head and say, why, you know? Nachritza ki omar. Say a whole shtickle. So there's a hesitation. There's a hesitation. Should I wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam during Shiva? You see, what I'm trying to bring out is you see that there's echoes or reverberations that maybe to a certain degree it should have been the whole. You know what I mean? You have to put on. It's one thing already you're pulling on tefillin shorash from 2 to 7. You have to put on a bit of time as well. So what are the shittas? So the chidah, and I gave you the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ramami Pano, the Aruch HaShulchan here's in Sif Beis, says you should not put on tefillin bin atam during a Me'a Veilus. Why? I'll pee the divrei Arizal. That tefillin ben atam are mitzad mochin de chachma. What's mochin de chachma? I have no idea. It's al pi kabbalah. Somehow it enriches your brain, the wisdom of your brain, putting on tefillin ben atam, whatever that means. You don't need to have mochin de chachma during Shiva. In fact, your mind does not lend itself to this additional type of wisdom. So you shouldn't put it on. However, the Knesset Gdelet, I gave you the Shari Tshuva. Please look it up. Siman Tov Kuf Nun Hesef Kon Aleph. I showed it to Yehuda and Ariel and the Ben Ish Chai. You'll look it up, Yehuda there. And Chai Sara and Osir Beis Alpi L'Rishash. I think we have a Ben Ish Chai here, don't we? Or maybe we have a Kavachan. I don't know. We should. If we don't have it, we should try to get one. But he says no, that you should wear. You should wear Tefillin Ben Otam if you have the Minig during Shiva. Because what's the whole reason why you wear what? Tefillin Ben Otam. Not because of Mochin the Chachma. Because it's a Sabbath Diraisa. Is Rashi right or is Ben Otam right? So that Sabbath Diraisa still exists during Shiva, no? You follow me? So they say you should wear it. Halacha L'maaseh. Rebbe Avadya writes, like Nesak Deila, if your derech is to wear tefillin Ben Otam, you should do it during Shiva as well. That's what he writes, and makes very mistaber. And Avelus Chelik Beis Omad Reish Ayin Zayin. We should also purchase a Chazon Avadi as well. I don't know, maybe we have one. I have to try to look. Okay, we got this so far. Okay, let's get to now the Mahalach about Hesek Hadas. Chaver Paskins in Shin Pei Chesed Beis. I have noted to you, says the Mahaber, that an Oval must wear tefillin from 2 to 7. As we said, he ignores Panim Chadashos like the Rambam. He ignores the whole Sugya here. Chafalf goes like the Sugya in Sukkah. And then in Sifbeis, he says, I want to note something. The Oval has to calm himself down. Mepoyele le'ovel le'suve daite le'chavne le'beit tefillin. Shulei asir daite mehem ava v'shas hespin u'bechi v'omarachu. He's so upset. He's crying. He's a hespin. He's crying. He shouldn't wear the tefillin. That's a general problem of tefillin. You have to have the right focus and concentration. I thought it was interesting to me that he quotes, it's like a verbatim quote of the Ramban, the Boyle. You know what I mean? It's a verbatim quote of the Ramban. It's like Lashon Aramaic. Very rarely does the Mechaber say a Lashon Aramis. The Boyle, Lesuvi Daite. It's like he's quoting the Rishon exactly. So let's talk about this concept of Hesek Hadas in tefillin. And the obligation that we need to have, halacha l'maaseh. Very fascinating. And it's not nuts. It's really not nuts, you know. You get up in the morning, that's why it's important, he gets a good night's sleep, you know. But the guy is so despondent, Rahman al-Islam, you know. Rahman said, he almost can't even function, Rahman al-Islam. Then you could hear maybe in such a scenario. We don't do it, halacha l'maaseh. We try to tell him, we encourage him, get it together, at least for this man to daven, to say, put on tefillin. So, as I said, the Mechaber quotes the Torah's Adam verbatim, and the Tur quotes it right here. And Lamaisa, this din that it's Asur Mesiach Das from Tefillin is so critical that it applies not just the first day, as I said, it applies throughout the whole week, Halacha Lamaisa. And the Rambam writes, okay, and it's based on the sugya and chafal famal halacha lamaisa, that as long as he cannot this iser is not just knowing iser lamaisa of wearing tefillin straight up is yom rishon, like we learned from Yecheskel, and the Gemara has it. Shnei yamim shloshi yamim lamaisa mixed yom kekula or blazer bishua. But this iser, guys, can apply the whole week. Or could apply to a guy, God forbid, who's despondent about something during the year. Rambam writes in the Chos Tefillin, Perek Tav Alach Yid Gimel, Mitztayer u'mishein da'atim yushevis v'nechon olav, Potter min ha'tefillin, Shemeniach tefillin, Aser lo la'aniach da'ito mehen. It is Aser mesiach das. To think about the ball game, to think about other things, and if you can't get it together, you're Potter and tefillin. So from this Ramban in the Rambam asks the Shagasaryeh in Simon Lamedes, before he asks the Kasha, he brings a Raya, that Hesek Hadas is also betfilin. Anyone who cannot echav in his heart all the time and have proper concentration is punter from tefillin, because the din of Hesek Hadas exists in other areas in Kol Torah Kula, by Kachim, by Taras, and this din of Hesek Hadas we're importing to Tefillin too as well. So basically, the way we want to formulate it, I want you to get it down, Sammy, is that Hesek Hadas is a lack of concentration on the davening and the Tefillin, having the Tefillin on. That's what it is. It's a lack of focus and concentration. However, the Rosh Lamaisa, the Rosh, and the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas, the Rosh is in the third parak of Brachas Simen Chaf Ches. The Gemara comments in Sukkah that you can sleep Shenas Arai with tefillin if you put a handkerchief on the tefillin. If that's the case, the Gemara says you can do a Shenas Arai. How can you do that? You're not concentrating. So here Rabbeinu Yonah says an amazing thing, Mishem Divrei Ramosha Zatzal. Okay? One of the Rishonim. And he says like this.
Ramosha isn't the Rambam.
I'm not sure, Lamaisa. I'm not sure who he's quoting. It could be. But Lamaisa says like this. Hesed adas lo havel kisha omid bekalos rosh u beschok. Ava kisha omid beyiro misasek letzrochov. Afa bisho osik vimalachto vunoso. Vein dato oleh mamish. Ein zen nirka hesed adas. Dilo tebachi. Heich adam yochol haniyach tefillin kol hayom. Vechein nami misnam name. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in the Rosh that the getter of Hesek Hadas is Kalus Rosh, is Leitzonis. But Lamaisa, during Shenas Aroi, you're not doing Leitzonis, you're not doing Kalus Rosh, and therefore it's Mutter. So according to the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, the Isra of Hesek Hadas on Tefillin is different than Hesek Hadas found in other areas in Kol Torah Kula. Hesek Hadas and Tefillin's kolol includes only Kalash Rosh, and therefore sleeping Shenas Aroi is not called Hesek Hadas. The Neila, that's in contradistinction to the Ram and the Ramban, that Hesek Hadas means a focus on the what? A focus on the Tefillin. And you'll have to find the phrase from, I didn't want to disturb anyone to look in the computer, but according to the Rambam then, guys, how is it possible that what? That you can allow Shenas Aroi, the Gemara says. The Rambam himself says it. If you view it, the Rambam himself says in Hilchos Tefillin, based on the Gemara and Sukkah, you can do Shenas Aroi. Perek Dalet Lachi Tes. So I found the Rav says, Rav asked this Kasha, beautiful, comes out. The Rav asked this Kasha. In fact, the Ritva asks it explicitly. The Ritva asks it explicitly. How is it a mice you can allow Shenas Aroi and Tefillin shouldn't be also based on Hesek Hadas? So if you say, like the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, it's not Kalas Rosh. But according to the Rambam, we said, in Perek Dalet Lachi Yudalet, Chayv Adam L'Shmashish with Tefillin, you always have to feel the Tefillin. You always have to realize the Tefillin, because on the Tzitz, the Kedusha is Gedol on Tefillin more than the Tzitz, the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol had Tzitz at one Shem Hashem, one name of Shem Hashem. This has like 21. So according to the Rambam, Hesek Hadas is a lack of focus. So how could according to the Rambam, Rabbani, you allow Shenas Aroi? So the Rambam says an amazing pshat. I thought the pshat was just wrong, that maybe when you cover your what, you put the handkerchief on the Tefillin, so maybe we don't view it as you're wearing Tefillin. So the Rambam said a little bit different, better, and that is only when the Gavs are fulfilling the mitzvah of Tefillin. Hesek Hadas, Zach, is only a problem when you're mekayim the mitzvah of Nachas Tefillin, when you're awake. When you're sleeping, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Nachas Tefillin. Wow. Therefore, there's no issue within Hesek Hadas.
So why are you sleeping fully?
L'maisa. I mean, why? Because then we're afraid there's a side problem of Shemi Afiach. Shemi Afiach is a guy who might flatulate. Okay? So, the Isser Hesek Hadas is different than Isser Guf Naki, right? Guf Naki Lamaisa is like you said, very good, Lamaisa. We're afraid about flatulation Lamaisa, and therefore, it comes out that according to the Rav had this phrase, Muchter Betfillin. You have to try to find that from wherever he says it. But the bottom line is that according to the Rav, putting the handkerchief on the tefillin to sleep at Shenasar would be a Din D'Oraisa. Because basically by covering it, you're not muchter betfillin in that sense. And the Rav says that it says in the Gemara in the Menachos that it says, Marohu kol ha'me'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'ra'ar v'mecha, elu tefillin shebarosh. And if it's covered with a handkerchief, you're lacking that utter to be crowned with tefillin. The Neilif, the tefillin what, are not mechusset, then you have to give all the cover. But if they're mechusset, it's mutter to do a shenis aroi. So that's the Chiddush that we want to point out. The Rav points out a very dawa lacha cafe, kedusha tefillin, kedusha gedayla, because it's on the rosh, it's on your shoulder, you have to be yarshamayim, you can't think about bad thoughts, and it's all a word of thinking about Torah lemaisin, and thinking about, you know, this chiddush lemaisa, the concept of, you know, of the Torah, because the truth is, the Ritva's Raya, that Hesekadach is only Kalas Rosh and Litzomis, is how do you think, how do you daven with your tefillin on? You're not thinking about your tefillin, you think about a davening. No? So there, that's the Ritva's Raya, that Kalas Rosh is only what? Litzomis. So I want you to get that down. You follow me? How can you daven with your tefillin? You're not thinking about your tefillin. Must be Kalas Rosh only, it must be Hesekadach only Kalas Rosh. No! According to the Rav, the Ramban and the Rambam will respond back, no! Thinking about Torah and thinking about Hashem and davening is fits into the whole theory of being muchter b'tefillin. That's not an issue of Hesed Hadas. The issue of Hesed Hadas, lack of this concentration on Hashem and davening and tefillin, that's all the whole vor l'maisa. So they were dingzach l'maisa, that raya of the rit from Torah and tefillah, you know, during with your tefillin on. Works out very well. Baruch Hashem, Yetziyat Nishmai, we found this rough because I was bothered by it. According to Rambam Ramban, how do you allow Shem is a roi? So the word is you're not being mekayin when you're doing it. You follow me? You're not being mekayin. Oh. So this brings us to the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh says, Frekta Kash, you can ask a steer. Shagas Aryeh says that Lamaisa, he says in Simon Lama Tess, in the Shagas Aryeh, he says, the Rabbeinu Yonah is smack against the Ramban. Halacha l'maisa, what is the definition of Hesek Hadas? Is Hesek Hadas only Kalas Rosh and Litzonis, or is it just a lack of, or is it more than that, a lack of concentration? So Frek the Shagas, I have a steer in the tour. The tour in your day in our Simon. Simon Shin Peches quotes the Ramban word by word, that it means you need a focus and a concentration, and lack of that is Hesek Hadas. The Torah in Simon Shin Peches quotes the what? The Ramban and the Rambam, that you need a focus. Not, it's more than just Kalas Rosh. It's a lack of focus. That's in your day in our Simon Shimon Peches. But in Or HaChaim, Simon Mendalit, he quotes what? He quotes the Halacha of Rabbeinu Yonah. Also, Lishon, Bahem, Afil, Shin, Esarai, when you're holding them in your hands, when you're on your head, it's fine, put a handkerchief. Who's that? That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Make up your mind, Tor. By us, he passes like the Ram and Ramban, and Or HaChaim, he passes like Rabbeinu Yonah. You, do you follow me? Frek the Shagas Aryeh is fearing the Tor. Number two, Kasha. Frek the Shagas Aryeh. Within Or HaChaim, in Simon Lamed Ches, the Tor quotes the Rambam, who writes Beferish, that someone who can't, is in Mitzdayer and cannot concentrate, is Potter from Tefillin. Also on the Echtaita man, so don't put on the Tefillin. And in Simon Lamed Ches, Or HaChaim, he quotes verbatim the Rambam, which is smack against what he said in Mendal for many years. So it's a steer from what? Your day in Or HaChaim, and also within Or HaChaim. Six in one from one another. It's a double kash. So, Lamaisa, maybe the word is, and this is where a friend wants to say, a chiddush, beautiful. He wants to say there's a big nafgamina between the Isser of Hesek Hadas and a chiyuv to try to pay attention, Sam. There's a difference between an Isser and a chiyuv to try to pay attention. He wants to tine it, Lamaisa. Why do you have to, did you know there's a concept to try to touch your tefillin? Kavachomer from the tzitz. In Simon Chav Ches, the Tor says, in Or HaChaim Yemashish Bem Kol Shah. I'm not saying you got to touch it every second, but Lamaisa, you got to make sure it's good and remind yourself of how holy you should be when you're wearing a tefillin. Doesn't mean you got to go like this the whole time, but you know, make sure it's straight with your mirror, you know, in the beginning of davening, but also realize that it's staying straight, but also realize you're living in Kedusha by wearing tefillin. Let me ask you a question. Do you chiv a mashmesh is to make sure there's no kalas rosh? It's more than that, no? You know what I'm saying? It's much more than that. It's not just to make sure you're not going to be kalas rosh.
The whole point of being you know, if it's just an issue after coming to Kalos Rosh, what's the nature of that? This is going to stop me from doing Kalos Rosh? It's more of a proactive thing to keep, make sure that I'm focusing on what? On the tefillin sand, what it's all about. So it's a muchach from the tour that the tour held as a chiyuv that a guy should concentrate. And the lack of that, Sam, is not that it's directly a Kalos Rosh, that's the isser. There's two tracks. There's a chiyuv to make sure you focus and concentrate to realize your muchta b'tefillin, and then there's a new track. That second track, Zach, is what? Is to make sure that I'm not doing Kalos Rosh, which is an isser. And if you look in the Lashon the Torah in Siman Lamed Ches, Mishim Mitzar, Shein Datum Nechonu Malav, the Shagasarye presents the Torah like the Rambam. If you look at the Torah closely, there's a difference when he quotes it b'shem the Rambam than the Rambam himself. The Rambam writes, Aser lo la'niach daito, la'siach daito behem. The Rambam writes, Rambam kosa mitzdar mishin daito miyushu v'nechon lo potim na tfilin shemini na tfilin aser lo la'siach daito behem. But the tour, when he writes it, says, well, please get this. Rambam says, Aser. The tour, when he quotes the Rambam, says, potter mehem. If you can't focus on catching your potter, but you're not doing an isser. Rambam holds it's an issue, but the Torah himself knows it's just a lack of the first track of focus and concentration. But he doesn't say that it's usher. Rambam says, no, what you're doing is wrong. It's an isser. So if you say like this in two tracks that the Torah holds, then you could plug it in very beautifully. You could plug it in very beautifully. The isser only includes Kalos Rosh and Litzonis. The lack of concentration is the chiv. Memeila, it could be Lamaisa. It could very well be that this is why the tour, Lamaisa, this is why the tour, we can answer the first kasha, is no stira from Yordaya, where he quotes the Ramban word by word, Alach Lamaisa, and he still quotes an Orach Chaim like the Rabbeinu Yonah. Because halacha lemaisa, what the Shagas Aryeh claimed, the Ramban says, aser la'aval aniach tefillin, b'shas hesped. Shagas Aryeh says, v'aharei, b'shas hesped shal la'aval ein kan tzchok v'kalas rosh, adarabah, b'osu shohu omin b'kav rosh konav, afilu achi asru la'aniach tefillin shum hesch hadas. If you look in the Teres Adav that we just got, look in the Torah Sodom that we just got. It doesn't say the word Asr. I'll read you the Lashon. Yiboyle lo'ovel lituve daite mechaber behem aval b'shas hesped b'shas bechi b'shas hesped eino meniach. He doesn't say Asr. Eino meniach. He's just saying you're potter for putting them on. So it could very well be the Ramban will hold the Isser of Heschadas is only Kalos Rosh and Leitzonos like the Rabbeinu Yonah. But the Chiyuv HaKakafta, the Gavra, to Mechave, and you don't have the wherewithal, you're putter, but you're not doing an Isser. That's why there's no steer. He quotes by us. You have a responsibility, a Chiyuv, to focus. The Isser is Rabbeinu Yonah or Achayim Ben Dawud of Kalos Rosh. And therefore, there's no stira. No stira at all. Alach l'maisa. And it comes out that there's no stira within the tour either. Because the tour, quarter of Ben Yonah, l'maisa, in Mem Dalet, as to the Issa. But in Lamed Ches, it's talking about this track of a chiyuv of responsibility. And the truth is, if you look Lamaisa in the Shulchan Aruch, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? He didn't say the word what? Aser. So I want to say this shtickle terry that Fred said, we can fit in the Shulchan Aruch. He didn't say the word Aser. You'll tell me, oh Rebbe, does he always say the word Aser? Yes, he does. The previous Sith. Aval Aser Laniach Tfilin. Yon Rishon.
Here he's saying, you just putter. Lo manachu. He didn't say usher. So, one of the great Gaonim in the 1800s was Mordechai Benet. In Hilchos Ketanis on the Mordechai, he, Lamaisa, says the following. He says, amazing Kiddush, Lokashim Midi, Devadai, Afakav Beshadas, Deino Shokalashosh, Leki Isser, Yikomakom, Kol Osa Eishim, Messiah Taito, Havle Kainal of Tfulin, Ramahaitama, Mevarche Kad Meshamshe, Shaaz, Kishanishkav Likikim Mitzu Mechodesh, Vimkin, Avo, Shibavari Asir Taito, Afopi Shane Avon Bezer, Yikomakom, a mitzvah Eino Makayim Bezer Klau, Inkin Lama Menir Bechinum. Not supposed to wear tefillin unless you're fulfilling the mitzvah. The vadein of mekayim mitzvah kevin shuziyat das. So this shtukel Torah of Mordechai Benet is saying himself in David Gimel and Fus Vilna in the Hilchos Ketanis on the Mordechai. Hilchos Ketanis in the back of the office. So this is the shtukel Torah that I wanted to bring out, and we're making the diuk in the mechaber. So the bottom line is, and we answered up based on the Rav also, that according to the Rambam, you have this whole word of muhtar betefillin. If you could try to find that phrase, I thought he said a muhtar. Either muhtar or muhtar betfillin, you're crowned with tefillin, but the Rav has this, Ram has this whole concept of you're supposed to think in Torah, in Perak Dawah, Chachaved of tefillin, so it works very, very well that Shenis Eroi is muhtar because you're not fulfilling the Isser, the mitzvah of tefillin. The Isser of Esser, that's only when you're fulfilling the mitzvah. And thinking about Torah and davening Hashem fits into the whole theme. Whereas according to Ritva of Rabbi Yonah, they say, how can you think about it? It must be the Isser, Esser, that's only Kalos Rosh. Is the din hesekadas like kol haTorah kulu? Lomais according to Rabbi Yona, and the according to Rabbi Yona, it's not. And the Ritva, it's not. It's different. It's only Kalos Rosh. According to the Rambam, it is. The Rambam and the Rabban is patterned after kol haTorah kulu. And here the Mechaber is saying, very good. Like who? Like the Arduk and the Rabban, or Fran Tig and the Rabban. He doesn't say the word usher. Okay, that's the Mahalach on the hesekadas. So we finished up the siman on tefillin. Let's start a little bit the Talmud Torah, and we'll continue on Monday. And we got to get the Chumash too. We got to finish on time. Okay. Let's begin this din of an oval with Talmud Torah. You know, Talmud Torah is keneged kula mitzvah, but the bottom line is that the Gemara says b'feirish in moed katon. And after bavum and out, Gemara says b'feirish, avol asur b'tamut teir. Gemara says avol asur b'tamut teir. An avol is asur b'tamut teir. Feirish Gemara. Gemara says it on tet bavum and out. Gemara says mitzayra. Ma'u b'divrei Torah. But before we go on, Avol asur b'divrei Torah. Number Rachman Lichaskel Dom. Menuda ma'u b'divrei Torah. So Gemara brings a whole raya. Shmamina that a menuda can learn Torah. There's two types of menuda, right? Nidu is if a person had 2 30-day spells or bans, that's called a nidui. After that's called a cherim. Okay, it's called a cherim. It's a higher level. That's according to Rashi, as Ritzal of Ronsberg says. According to the Rashi, the parrot Rashi we have, separate sefer, cherem is after 3 nidui bands. Whatever the case is, the Gemara proves that a nidui and a mukhrim can learn Torah. What about a mitzayra? Gemara quotes a brisa. Yes, he can learn Torah. So let's get it down. Avol aser, menuda and mitzayra, mutter, and if it's mutter, obviously you're chayav in the Talmud Torah. What is the makor for an avol to asur b'divrei Torah? Eibishter told Yecheskel, "Dom, be silent." Here, unlike most of the other dinim, Yecheskel is a model and a paradigm. Usually, he was an exception. Correct. Usually he's an exception. The dinim we've learned so far, he was an exception. right? Atifas Rosh. Yes? Atifas Rosh we've learned so far. Yeah? What are the other dinim that we learned so far? Was there a marker by Kfiyas Amita by him? No, I don't think that was by Yechezkel, was it? It was by David HaMelech, yeah? So I think the only one that we've learned so far that was a marker by Yechezkel, we did hint upon Tefillin, yes, and Shelish. So let's just compare Torah with Tefillin. Tefillin, he was a diuk, like Rafi's saying, and Talmud Torah is the model. Who asked this kasha? Taisus Iksubis Vavim Beis asked the kasha. Taisus Vavim Beis asked the kasha, straight up. Taisus asks, he says, what's going on? One category, he's a what? He's a diuk. And the other category is a model, yes? So Taisus answers like this. Taisus says, in the following teretz, in Ksubis on Vavim Beis, I'll read you the lashon. In the middle of the Taisus. Taisus asks, you tell me, am I shlo legabi tefillin? I'm reading the dafuk of Yecheskel. Ne'amar v'lo l'shar avelin. Legabi tamat Torah, yafin l'shar avelin Yecheskel. Yeah, I'm reading avol asu v'tamat Torah. Min amal l'rachman l'yecheskel. Hanei don. That's the kasha we just said. Yeshlomer de l'isser gamrinit. Mi de asser rachman l'yecheskel l'kuliyam l'nami asser. If something's asser to Yecheskel, then it'll be asser for everyone. Avalahatir, to allow tefillin, lo gamrinin, delay lechude lemishrei asa. A heter, that's only limited to Yecheskel. But the heter is not for everyone else. That's what Taisa says. Interesting, no? That's what Taisa says, ksubis, vavim and beitim amaskel chutz. So, what's the bir adavr in the Taisa? So the Poshup shot is, it wouldn't be fair, Shari Vadai Shalobo Lasro Lo Mashalo Nesha, it wouldn't be fair to Asr Yecheskel on something and all availing for millennia not to be Asr. Bishlom Olegabi a Heter, there's a reason. Why is there a reason? We hinted to it before a few days ago with Rashi on Yirmiyahu, is that basically Lamaisa, you don't want him to be in Shiva and everyone else comforting him because of the soon Chorban. Hashem didn't want any Osher. He wanted to know there's going to be a time in a few days, Rachman al Islam, or a few months or years, very short period, there's not going to be free time even to mourn over Mason. So he didn't want, you know, Yecheskel to be sitting Shiva for his wife. Because Lamaisa, this time period is very, very shaky, and there's going to be a time where not even when it's Abel over Mason at all. So don't think that the time is coming. That's what the Abish is basically saying. So there I can hear him having a heter and the other people not having the heter for millennia, all mourners. But in Isser, why would you say he has the Isser and no one else has? That's what the Taisa Rush says. Okay? That's what the Taisa Rush says. Now I have to work on the weekend. I don't understand the second terrace. I don't understand. There's a second Taisa Rush, I don't chop. Inami ain't only shnosim sharvel el ba'osin varmak suiv mikra. The Elvel Mason, Motasav Eilich. So I got to work on the Taisa of Rush second, because I don't understand. But Lamaisa, I want you to get this, that this is the Tosas of Ksubis is bothered by this, and it's very important. You got to think and reflect. You got to think and reflect what the Mucker is. What the Mucker is. And hereby, Tefillin, he was in Diyu, and by Talmud Torah, he's the model. Okay. So Lamaisa, this takes us to the following. There is a definite iser for an oval to learn Torah throughout the Shiva. I want to close with the kash and then we'll go to Chumash. Toisvus on Chafalaf and Aleph, which I gave you. I don't know if you had time. Did you guys have time to get the Mar Makomas Talmud Torah? You didn't have time most? You started it? No one finished it, that's for sure, right? You started it a little bit? Okay, so Monday, I'll give you the Mar Makomas again, and then, you know, we'll go through it. But Taisus and Chafalaf and Aleph has two stages in the Re's life. And Chafalaf and Dimaskal Usher. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Shkeni, one of the Baalei HaTosfos, originally he asered Dvarim HaRoyim. Dvarim HaRoyim are learning Eicha, are learning Iuv, are learning Hilchos Aveilus. That's what we call Dvarim HaRoyim. He asered an Aval to do that, and then he changed his mind and matered it. So the first kasha, we're going to close with kashas. First kasha is what was the Ri's Lomdus when he asered it and then he matered it, number one. Number two, the Gemara in the end of Tainis on Lamed Amar Aleph says you're not allowed to learn regular Torah during Tisha B'Av. And it quotes the marker of Pikud Hashem, Yisharim Esam Chilev, the laws of Hashem make you happy. Why is there a marker Haneg Dom for Shiva and a different marker for what? For Tisha B'Av. Second kasha, get these kashas down. Number three, the Rambam in Hilchos Avel never allows the heter of Dvarim HaRoyim during Shiva. Where he does in Hilchos Tainis by Tisha B'Av. Why the difference? And number four, the Shach in our Siman in Shin Pei Dalin quotes, also likro b'tarisim konaf t'chziv pikuni Hashem yisharim esam chelei. It's the wrong pasuk. He should have quoted Hanek Do. Fourth kasha. These are all kashas we need to try to answer on Monday. Okay, let's close with Chumash. Okay, you got the four kashas. Number one, what was number one? The first stage and second stage of the Ri. Number two, why is there two different Makairis? One Haneg Dom for Shiva, one for Tisha B'Av. Number three, what was number three? The Rambam has the Heter Dvarim HaRoyim only by what? Tisha B'Av doesn't have it, he has it. Shiva he doesn't have it, by Tisha B'Av he does. And number four, the Shach apparently is quoting the wrong pasuk. Okay.